The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
All right, that's not the music that I'm used to. Our computer did a hiccup here. Thank you very much. This is Cash Flow. John Stapmiller here along with James Martinez. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, John.
You doing?
Yeah, I was waiting for the intro music there. I was getting ready to...
So was I.
Wait a minute.
I come in, somebody was playing poker on my computer, and somebody screwed up the production computer. So heads will roll later. But,
yeah.
But for,
okay,
for right now... So how was your weekend, sir?
Not bad, not bad. Yourself, how was yours? I'm waiting to hear from everybody who I mentioned on Friday who was cash and carry. Holding the line on that one, seeing if everybody actually was able to pull that off.
Uh-huh. That's right. Well, has anybody done it? We'll take calls on it.
Yeah, exactly. How are you? How was your weekend?
Uneventful.
Uneventful. Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, well,
good.
And any day spent vertically is a good day. This is my new life's philosophy. If nothing bad happens, I'm a happy little camper. If I open up my eyes in the morning and I'm looking at the ceiling, that's a good day.
Yeah. And you got your health and everything.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm, like I said, I was able to get vertical.
Good. That's a good start.
I was watching the cheerleaders. Are the markets closed today? It is, what, George Washington's Day or something like that?
Yeah, isn't it Columbus Day?
It was something like that.
I
was one of those people. At any rate, they're now discussing the possibility, Mr. Alan Greenspan, bless his little teddy holes, my mother used to say. I wish somebody would tell me what a teddy hole is. She never did tell me. But at any rate, she was always, when she got angry, she was always blessing it, so I thought it was a good thing.
Got it.
At any rate, Sir Alan is, he's made some predictions. He said before that there's about a 30% chance of a recession.
Oh,
but he
thanks, Alan.
But he updated it. He says,
it's 50%?
Well, yeah, but crafty as he is, and this is how the money changers are. You know, they never show you really what's in Pandora's box. They might open up the lid and give you a quick peek, but, you know, it's like trying to listen to Alan Greenspan talk for 2 hours and understand what he just said, which
exactly.
He's in the business of saying nothing. See, that's what most people don't understand, because if he were to talk about the Fed Reserve and the international banking cartel, it wouldn't take 2 hours, and it would be plain English. It'd take you, about 45 seconds.
Right.
But Alan came out, and he upped his doubt factor. He said there may be between a 30 and a 50% chance that we'll go into a recession.
30 and 50 now. When did he say 30%? Like a week ago, two weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that. And, of course, the Wall Street boys have been saying that, you know, I remember me saying that they were doing a coin toss. You know, there's a 50-50 chance, you know, like, I don't know, some kind of game that there's a 50-50 chance that we may be headed for a recession. Now, between what the Wall Street cheerleaders have been saying and Sir Alan Greenspan, what he's been saying recently, I got news for the whole lot of them. We've been in a recession since February of 2006.
Well,
so I mean, when Alan speaks, you know, it isn't like. And by the way, I thank you to a caller out there. I couldn't remember the commercial. When the commercial would play, that everybody would hush up. That was E.F. Hutton. And still to this day, when Alan Greenspan speaks, the whole room goes quiet and they listen. I don't know what they're listening for.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. I mean, it might as well be a big head poster on your wall. Just look at it. It doesn't speak. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back with Cash Flow. James Martinez, John Stapmiller. We'll get it rolling right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
We are sure all of you are anxious to know that the numbers of millionaire households globally, I'm sure you've been waiting for...
Abated breath for
thank
this.
Thank you. I couldn't get that out. Hey, it's Monday. It takes me a while to get cranked up. It grew by 14% in 2006 from 2005. And now control a third, by the way, of an estimated $100 trillion in wealth. Now, I'm sure it's not anybody that listens to this program, at least not yet. And if you are, you might have been one of those rich people that ain't rich no more. And you're going, what has happened to my wealth? The 9.6 million households comprising 0.7% of the world's households now control $33.2 trillion. Half are located in the U.S. and Canada. I didn't know we had rich people in Canada, eh? And in Europe, about a fifth of the households in the Asian-Pacific region. In non-wealthy households, defined as those with less than $100,000 in financial assets, these are the non-wealthy people, declined from 2001 to 2006, but assets held by households with more than $100,000 climbed from $51.4 trillion to $84.5 trillion during the same period. The richest 0.1%. Those with more than $5 million in assets under management own 17.5% of global wealth. And see, this is the trend. You want to know why the stock market is still up? These are companies that do business transnationally. For about an hour on the Talking Heads programs today, they were just lauding the fact that, well, Kentucky Fried Chicken can be eaten in China or Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be shipping Taco Bell, pseudo-Mexican food, to the Chinese.
But what about a fat burger?
Well, do you think they're going to leave out the calories for our Chinese friends over there? Are you kidding? The people that used to eat fish and rice? No, mm-hmm. we got to fatten them up. We got to give them hormone-injected beef.
Right.
You know, we got to give them heart and cholesterol problems. No, you know, it's going to be good. I swear. I'm just joking about this, but if I was in the fast food proliferation business of getting somebody to eat a fat burger down in Botswana, I'd be in the health insurance game.
Right.
I'd be backing that up. That's like, that's a no-brainer. At any rate, planned layoffs fell nearly 10% in September as the slump in housing continued to hurt payrolls. More than a third of the cuts of the 71,739, I hope you weren't the 39th, came from mortgage lenders, construction firms, and real estate firms. Now, that's almost 72,000 people laid off because of anything connected with real estate. Now, thus far this year, about one-sixth is directly related to the collapsing housing market in one form or another. IMF data says it is mostly central bank flow of funds that is keeping the world economy afloat, despite all the recent attention granted to sovereign wealth funds. The central banks of the world emerging economies and accounted for about 320 of the world's $340 billion in reserve growth. Now, all this sounds fine and dandy. Well, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. But what's happening is the banks are they're poised right now to do a bailout with each other. Now, this is going to take a load of money. This is going to take a lot off of their profit plate.
A load is an understatement.
Yeah, I can't think of an adjective.
There's not enough words to describe.
Bigger than a Mac Fat Daddy load.
Right.
Okay. But no, they're going to try to bail each other out, because think about this, James. What would be the percentage in one bank, one major bank out there failing? It would just domino the whole thing. So
right. They're
begrudgingly getting up off some of their profits. Of course, a lot of it will come by way of buyout or merger.
Mm-hmm.
But at least if you're going to assume somebody else's debt, at least you get the fixtures and the furniture along with it.
Right, exactly.
And then you get to chop heads, you know, lay people off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's, you know, they're talking, and I pay close attention to the propaganda mill. If you pay close attention to the propaganda, how they put on the happy face,
mm-hmm.
when they're talking exuberantly about something, well, then chances are
it's the opposite.
It's right. They're putting a smiley face on a bad story. So I always check with my cheerleader boys in the morning. I mean, it's.
I got an email this morning. You probably already know this, but did Ron Paul make some speech over the weekend indicating and suggesting, and in fact telling everybody that the economy cannot go on the way we're doing it at all? Somebody forwarded that to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's what we're saying.
Well, yeah. By the way, the Republican debates. Now, this is very odd. I think they're scheduled for 3 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to be home for these debates in the working world, in the banking hour world out there, 9 to 5? Who's going to be home to watch this? Does everybody have TiVo? Is there something I don't know here?
Good point. Did they want the ratings for this?
Well, yeah. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know why they'd do that.
They fixed Ron Paul. They're trying to put the fix in on this guy. With registering, and I'm glad we went down this rabbit hole, because I got to tell you, folks, you know, I don't give a damn if you're a liberal. I don't care if you're a neocon conservative. I don't care what you are. If that's what you used to be and you're now starting to wake up to the real matrix here, what's been built for you, and you're trying to find a way out of it, I don't care who you are. Vote for Ron Paul.
That's right.
I don't care if you were a Democrat before. I don't care if you were a liberal Democrat.
It's okay. You can vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah, it is, because I'm going to tell you something. Here is the only guy out of this slew. I don't even I get out the flagellation stick every time I mention this woman's name. Hillary Clinton. Oh, hold on a second. I got to beat myself some more.
Right.
You know, the likes that are out there. Fred Thompson. I mean, he'd be great to have as a granddaddy or something. He'd be fun to have over Thanksgiving dinner. But for a president,
right.
I don't think this guy has a clue. No. Rudy Giuliani. Well, I've run an economy, and I've been responsible. Okay, Rudy, okay, you're great. But you're kind of not you're not the solution to this problem that we're having here in this country. And if you boil all this down, James, you know, this is going to sound kind of rhetoric, kind of old and stodgy, and often quoted, but very, very few times understood. It's the Constitution, stupid! Now,
right.
If
remember that?
Yeah. You know that little
anybody?
That little thing that we forgot about that made this country so great, that freed up a bunch of people that didn't have repressive and taxation hanging over their heads like the proverbial sword of Damocles in any given turn. Just because somebody had a better idea, and I'm not talking about Ford's old ad campaign here, we got a better idea. It's always costing you money. We are now a nation, and it's a strange mix. It's not a constitutional republic anymore, at least as far as the District of Criminal people are concerned, our Congress critters. It is now some sort of mix between fascism and communism and socialism.
Yeah, I'm surprised. What did you said something last week that Ron Paul's gotten most of his campaign funding through the internet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is where people are finding.
It's unbelievable.
It's
the only place safe to talk and exchange ideas about what's really going on. I understand.
Well, honestly, I mean, we can't do it on a major network. I mean, if you take
which
a look,
which is ridiculous.
Well, and if you take a look at the controlling interest in the media's out there, General Electric owns NBC. Do you think anybody on NBC is going to come out and start screaming for the end of the war in Iraq when General Electric is selling a lot of war components and making a big fat profit? Folks, I mean, here's the bottom line to this thing. War is good. You didn't know that? Death and destruction and killing people and creating angst and anxiety and death and carnage, you thought that was a bad thing? No. Talk to the people in the military-industrial complex that are suppliers or builders of products that have the big, fat government contracts. Oh, au contraire. The economy's good. We're doing well. Of course, we got to step over the dead and the dying and the burning and the charred bodies to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's business. That's the realities of the world.
Yep.
Now, the only problem I have is the antithesis to this. And that's our globalist friends out there trying to wrangle us all into the UN, this world peace body that we've all become a part of. Folks, that's part of the fixed as well with the globalist out there. So be careful. Be careful what you ask for. You just may get it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I'm out of stuff to talk about until I grab something else.
Well, after that, I mean, a moment of silence is sometimes a good thing for everybody to really think about what's happening. Now, when I saw that Ron Paul thing, I'm like, can everybody just give him some prime time 1 hour? That would be a miracle, I know. But if they give some prime time for him for 1 hour, it would be a totally different type of election.
James,
happening.
Could you imagine that if he got the nod from the Republican Party? And by the way, folks, by tomorrow night, you better have gone out there and registered as a Republican. Because, and this is something else I don't understand. If you're a registered voter, what does it matter how you're registered to vote? Does that make any sense to you? That's like saying that, okay, I got a driver's license, but you're only licensed to drive GM cars. You've got to go out and take another test and get another license to drive a Ford. What difference does it make? If you're a registered voter, you walk in a little booth, pull a little curtain, pull whatever handles you want to, whiz-bangy, hey, easy-peasy Japanesey, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the way to go. But
yeah, it's just what a crazy world that people are having to go through the web to endorse Ron Paul, support the Constitution, support their freedoms, and this guy can't get any airtime. What type of country is this? I don't get it.
Where are we at that we've got to go to the little box to find out what's really going on?
But we can get some good drunk footage of Britney Spears on primetime, though.
Complete with the little belly button doodad, whatever they call those things.
Right.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Britney. I got Mikey Herzog online. We'll talk to him right after the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We are back, and Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, which actually follows this program in about, 35 minutes. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John. Hey, James.
Mike.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. How are you?
Good.
How
listen, I've got a little tidbit here that I think would be of interest to your listeners. And by the way, you know, John, that I was in the mortgage business.
I was.
Pretty much non-existent. But at any rate, and by the way, this is the first time that I have ever seen this happen. All the listeners out there that have credit cards, all of you that have mortgages, take a real good look, read line by line your contract. I got a call yesterday, John, from a frantic mortgage holder, okay, somebody that I had refinanced their house. She was complaining that her interest rate had gone up 2.5%. And according to what I thought I had sold her, it wasn't supposed to do that, okay? So I went over and I grabbed a copy of the contract, and it was a second mortgage. And I read the contract. And according to the contract, the loan rate should have actually gone down a half a point. So I don't know what this bank is doing, and I don't know if other banks are falling in line with this, but it sure shows me a red flag that these banks are in trouble. According to the contract, the rate was to go by the rate table on the Wall Street Journal that would be adjusted at its anniversary, which, by the way, just happened. They jacked the interest rate up to 12.5%, and I looked online at the Wall Street Journal, and the Wall Street Journal's money rate table, which is what they go by, is at 7.75. Then you add that to her margin, which is 2.25, mm-hmm. and her interest rate should have actually dropped a half a point.
Well, here's a little tidbit that might make some sense of that. Mortgage companies are being overwhelmed, and that's an understatement, by large numbers of home buyers who have to renegotiate their loans to avoid default, creating a subprime traffic jam that could destroy efforts by regulators to prevent foreclosures. Mortgage services, the operations that collect loans, say they're having trouble making profits because of record levels of late payments and delinquencies. Mm-hmm. Their costs have increased 20%. So, Michael, what do you expect these people to do? They're going to try
what,
to...
Yeah, what's she going to do?
Yeah, well, that's what I
don't
want to know.
John, respectfully, I don't expect the company to breach their contract, which is what they're doing.
Sure.
But if you can imagine, if they're doing this, if they have, you know, I don't know, 500,000 mortgages, and they send it out, I mean, most people won't go in and dig and look out their contract. They'll just complain about it a little bit and pay the bill.
Right. That and
exactly.
And there
that's
you go.
The problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening with credit cards. It's happening with mortgages.
They do it all the time. I heard it over the weekend about this.
Yeah. And,
right.
And the problem here are these subprime mortgages that are lucky enough to be renegotiated. And this is going to be titanic over the next couple of years. Those that are lucky enough to reset are looking at payments increasing 30 to 50% on their mortgage payments.
Oh, my God.
Now,
that's it for most people.
That is it.
You're done. You're going out of there. You are gone. Strike three. Goodbye.
Stick a fork in them. They're overdone like the Christmas goose.
Well, I'll tell you what. If this is tantamount to what's going on across the land with this, excuse me, we're in deep trouble, John. Very deep.
Yeah, we are. But you know, I've been listening to the talking heads. Michael, don't you ever watch these clowns on the morning cable shows?
John, I threw my TV out. I can't stand these clowns. They nauseate me.
Well, out there in the Phoenix area, probably some illegal come down the road and pick it up, because guess what? The figures that they gave for September unemployment, it doesn't keep track of the illegals that have lost their jobs that went in there and stole them from other Americans that were making a better wage. So you'll never see their numbers hit the radar scopes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what is this lady going to do? That's what I'm...
The first thing we're going to do is, first of all, I told her that I would try to intercede on her behalf, but the problem with these lenders, and I've done this before, is they will not talk to anybody other than the actual mortgage holder. So although I can tell her what to do, and of course, you know, with all due respect to her, she's not quite as literate as I am, and so she's asking for my help. But again, I've run across this a half a dozen times in the course of my career in the mortgage industry, and they don't let you talk to them. They don't let you talk to anybody other than the policy or the mortgage holder, which is in their favor, obviously. So I'm going to have to take her to school on exactly what to say, you know, and walk her through it. At any rate, I don't know. You know, I'm going to sit with her, go through it with her, and then educate her on what to say. And, you know, if nothing happens or if nothing is done about it, then she's going to have to take it to the next level.
Well, I was just going to say, and you just mentioned it, the next level being threatening lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, let's see if their mustard is thick and yellow enough here.
Let's see what happens when she writes the Attorney General, the FTC, and starts complaining and starts creating like a paper trail that's binding.
Yeah. Right. But as we said, James, and as you know, you know, they send out 100,000 or 500,000 of these, and I'm sure that, you know, 95,000 out of 100,000 are going to go ahead and complain about it and then pay the bill, not even question it.
Right, that's right. Therefore, thereby reinforcing them thinking that they can do that, not only for this, but for their credit cards. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So, for the sake of the listeners, read your paperwork. Okay, guys, got to run.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, he's coming up here in a half hour on the network, on Republic Broadcasting Network. He's on from 2 to 4 Central. And if you're not tuned into Michael's show, it's different. He does things in a different way than I do, most people do. Highly entertaining, though. And you should give him a listen.
Will do.
The American Awakenings. Hey, I hear bumper music. Did we get the computer fixed? Oh, good. I think it was on strike. Oh, by the way, next strike for the UAW is against Chrysler. We're going to watch the UAW members take another lick from the automakers. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Speaking about our automaker friends, which has always been the gauge of this economy, there used to be a saying on Wall Street, as GM goes, so goes the rest of the country. Well, there's 15 GM factories that will be shut down by 2011. That's just
15?
15.
Oh, man.
And, that's going to increase because as pressure is put on the dollar that's worth nothing anymore, they're going to be forced to shop out their labor-intensive manufacturing operations, as they like to say, to cheaper and cheaper market pools, labor pools out there.
Right.
So you can expect the globalization process. Now, folks, put this in your little thinking cap here and mix this around and see if you can tell me why is it that Ford, GM, and Chrysler are suffering when they literally taught the rest of the world how to do this, how to build cars. Why is Toyota and other companies taking over where the big three used to be?
Yeah, exactly.
And why are they doing it right here on our home soil? Now, the strike is going to hit Chrysler next. You know, this wasn't just a GM deal. And
right.
I'll be interested to see how the hierarchy of the UAW further sells out its membership. Hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost. And folks, You know, we're not talking magical stuff here. If you had a good paying job, guess what you did with that money? You bought things. You bought houses. You bought cars. You had money to put your kids through college. You upgraded your life. Your standard of living was such, even though we have this deflationary cycle going on, or I should say, it's not even really deflationary. What it is, it's supposed to be inflationary. That's what they'll tell you. Well, it's inflation. You know, we got to charge more for this widget or that service because, well, inflation, don't you know? Well,
right, exactly.
Simply put, that's devaluation. It is the dollar that is worth less and less, so that's why they have to keep charging more and more for whatever widget or service or product you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is not over yet.
It's getting warmed up.
Yeah, and
to say the least,
about almost 4/5 of the workforce has been wiped out through GM. In the last decade or so, yeah.
Where I wonder, you know, when you've been working at one of those places for a long time, it's part of your whole life, and when that's gone,
you know,
must be really rough.
I went to work for the auto companies back in 1979. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were having a banner year that year. Well, mm-hmm. Something happened on the way to the Roman Forum or the bank. Oh, that's when in that very same year and into the next year, 1980, they figured that they put too much of the worthless paper in circulation, so they had to draw it back out, which led to interest rates on your credit cards being about 22%.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? In a backhanded sort of way, it actually helped people out there. Because who was going to use a credit card if they knew that the rate was going to be 22%?
Exactly.
But let's fast forward to today, present day. Okay. If you got a credit card now and you default on a payment, or it looks like you might default on the outstanding balance due on your card, guess what they get to do to you now? If you were at 8-9% before, they can throw you in that magical pool, James, and, well, charge you 27-28% now.
Yeah, charge you 28-27%, whatever it may be, sometimes even 30%, I've even heard. And then they will lock down your spending, and if you had 5,000 limit, they're going to put it down to 2. But they're not going to just put it on the card that you were late a payment by an hour and 10 seconds by, or a day or whatever. They're going to lower the rates on all of your cards instantly.
Incestuous group of people, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, this is what we do. I'm glad that Michael called in about the mortgage thing, about the raise there, because that's going on everywhere, everybody. You need to look at your paperwork, but more importantly, you need to take action on it right away, just like with your credit cards. You cannot get pushed around. If you don't know what you're doing, and you don't know how to deal with it, and you're in a situation where you're caving in, if you're caving in, but you're still alive, so to speak, you're in trouble. And that needs to be taken care of right away.
Well, and here's the thing that people have to start thinking about. If they have been using their credit cards to finance their daily bread, so to speak, and I saw this going on a couple of years ago, and I would ask people at the grocery store, I'd be standing in line,
mm-hmm.
and I'd see them whip out their credit card and pay for groceries. And I'd look at them and I'd go, well, can I ask you a question? And they'd get embarrassed and red-faced really fast. Why are you using a credit card to buy groceries? Now, and again, let's go back to what I said last week, that to a lot of people that have a lot of money, that's a convenience for them. The convenience of using that card and getting a monthly statement is better than, gosh, worrying, do I have enough cash, or did I bring my checkbook with me, or, you know, whatever. To them, it doesn't bother them. But these people that I were querying in the grocery stores, they were embarrassed because they were actually financing their eats for the next week.
Right, and then they know that they don't have the money to pay for it, so they're counting on the check to come in from their job to pay that amount, which they're going to have to pay not only the grocery amount, but probably the interest on top of the initial sale of that, plus the principal amount and all the other hidden charges that you guys are not looking at or don't even understand.
If your job is going to be there and the check comes
exactly.
in the mail.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Check's in the mail. Mm-hmm. Well, don't hold your breath, Blue Boy. It may not be next week because your job may not be there. Now, here's the situation a lot of people are finding themselves in. And we're meticulously going through this and picking the brains, and we're picking this little widget up, and we're looking at it at every angle. The problem that a lot of people are having is that they're now living on their credit cards. I mean, they literally couldn't survive without them. But folks, when you're asked to walk that plank, it's only X number of feet. What happens when you get to the end of the plank? What do you
then
do
you're then? Dying on your credit cards.
There
you're
you
dying
go.
On credit
there,
cards.
There you go. And now here's the scenario. Okay, you keep bumping along using your credit cards because you don't think you can live without them. What if you didn't have a credit card payment next month?
Mm.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay, now here comes the obvious question. Well, gosh, if I do that to the – my credit rating will go down. You know, I'm at 720. Well, that's because you're a Mad Hatter spender, and the credit card companies have been upping your credit limit, and you've been busting your butt to try to make that monthly payment. Hey, you're in your most favored station status with these people. You're
yeah.
a station in life. They just absolutely love you.
Voluntary compliance slavery.
You know, well, let's just call it vampirism. The vampire
yeah,
runs out of blood
right,
in the body,
exactly.
He moves on to the next one. Okay,
yeah,
sucks the life out
right.
of you. He'll move on
yeah.
to the next one. Okay.
Literally.
So here is the problem. Okay, you're using your credit cards now for your purchases that you think you got to have, you know, namely eats, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when you can no longer make that credit card payment? Then what happens to, and I hope you own your house outright, even if you do, how are you going to come up with the property tax, that rent, that yearly rent you've got to pay to live on your own property? How are you going to make that? See, this, and this is a tough thing to get people to do, James, is to take a look long term. Where am I at right now? What path am I on? And what am I going to look at when I get to the end of this road?
Yeah.
It's
painful for people. They don't want to.
It's monumentally difficult. But
mm-hmm.
you're already on that path. You see what you're doing right now, and you're huffing and puffing and running as fast as you can just to maybe keep up right now. And like you brought up, if you've got a credit card through one bank and you miss payments or default on that one, guess what? It's the incestuous group of people out there that look and go, well, this guy, he's turned into a credit risk. So therefore, what do we got to do? He's having trouble making his monthly payments. We'll just up the rate.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll get
that
our
makes
money
sense.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. That we'll really make some money then, because then he really won't have any to pay us.
See.
Yeah.
And what
never makes sense to me, it never has. I know people that can't make their minimum sometimes. And they go, okay, I can't make the $170 minimum or whatever it is. If I show good intent and give them $100, maybe they'll cut me some slack if I tell them that I have a problem. No. That's not what they're gonna do. You didn't pay your minimum. You breached. We're raising the rate up, and then we're going to raise them on all of them, and then your credit rating is going to go down, and then whatever your mortgage payment is, that may go up as well, just depending on how bad we want to really screw you.
Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be that this credit card crunch that we're looking at right now, it only happened to the poorer people in the country. See, mm-hmm. the less income that you had for the pleasure of using their cards, the more you would pay on the interest rate on the total balance.
Right.
Now, the same way with drugs. You know, when drugs were a problem in this country in the ghetto, hey, nobody cared. It's when drugs became a problem in the middle class white suburbia out there, that's when it became a real issue.
Right. In their houses, in their kindergarten schools, in their schools, and all that. Yeah.
You know, now we got baby rapers and father rapers and drug addicts and gangs, and we're witnessing literally a deterioration of our culture and our society. But see, it was never a problem unless it hit white suburbia, USA. Now it's an emergency.
Right.
Well, okay, the alarm bells have gone off in many different areas. Hey, white middle class America, what are you going to do out there now? The fix is in. And you better fix your situation. You're not going to have somebody from the government banging on your door going, hi, we're from the government, we're here to help.
Yeah, look at Hurricane Katrina. Nobody's going to help you, everybody. I'm trying to get you, all of you, to understand that it's up to you to take the action on them and start asserting yourself onto them and tell them, listen, you're going to start answering to me now. I've been answering to you and following your rules for a long time and watching you screw me over. Now I'm going to start telling you what to do, and I'm going to start telling you exactly how we're going to play the game here and turning it completely around and getting some answers from some questions that they don't want to answer.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You got a credit card problem out there. You might be making your monthly minimums right now, and all is well. As long as manna from heaven falls or you know, something economically happens in this country that makes all the nightmares that have gone and the nightmares yet to come disappear. Now, that's not likely going to happen. And if you think it's going to happen, I got some nice swampland or a bridge I'll sell you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the situation that people are finding themselves in right now. They can't get past my credit rating. Even though that you can see the end of that gangplank, even though that you know what's on the other end of that is not very good, and very likely, is going to hurt you very, very badly, they still will not make the change. Now, here's what it's going to come down to, folks. You're going to take a hit on your credit rating, whether you want to do it or not.
That's right.
Because
everybody say that one more time. Say it again, because they just don't get it yet. Go ahead.
You're going to take a hit on your credit rating. What you've been sold from the Wall Street boys is that credit is good, and as long as you're responsible with it, everything's going to be okay. People, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, people are into financing their life for next week, next month, by the use of these conveniences that they have given you, knowing full well, without one shred of doubt, that this was going to happen. The people on the inside saw it coming. They knew
designed it,
made it happen, and you're the recipient of the nightmare now. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
What can you do about it?
I mean, all of you that are out there to have this have been reinforced systematically over years of advertising, guilt, mind control via commercials, lowering your self-esteem, thinking that you don't have enough, convenience issues, that commercial I was talking about, the Visa ran, about just a guy pulling out cash. They're using even showbiz now. They'll always use A-list actors to come out and say, or, you know, John McEnroe has American Express commercial running right now.
Great commercials, too.
Yeah, and they're fun. And he makes fun and all that, but it's to reinforce your use and your relationship, your neuro association with American Express. Like, you need them. John has a card. John doesn't leave home without it. Remember the old ad?
Mm-hmm.
American Express, don't leave your home without it.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you leave, you're not safe.
But
you got to have your card.
But here's something else. Visa is running a series of commercials that if you don't have their plastic, you're bollocksing up the works out there. You've seen the ads. You walk into a convenience store or you walk into a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, and you whip out the cash. Oh, everybody's ready to stone you. What are you doing bollocksing up the world? But never mind the fact that the person taking the cash from you doesn't know how to make change. And if the computer happens to give a little blip and it doesn't spell out the correct change amount due back to the customer, they go into catatonic brain fart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then after that, all the other stores and gas stations, we kind of like this deal, so let's do our own cards. Let's do our own gas cards. Let's do our charge cards for the stores. Let's do all that. And that's a whole other thing. We'll qualify, take the card, and we'll take 20% off this, and then we'll get you in the game there.
Mm-hmm.
They use that whole technique there, and before you know it, then you got your store cards, and you have your regular bank credit cards, and you don't even know what's happening to you. So you're going to go down sooner or later, the way the whole economy is going now. It's pretty scary, and people need to know that you're going to have to assert yourself onto the particular system as it is. The reason the show came on is to give you guys an action-orientated result so that you can improve your lives financially. I know John and I are completely, absolutely 100% the same goals on this, so that this whole thing can be improve your immediate financial lives. Like, as I mentioned to you always, you can always email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com and let me know your situation. If you have store cards, we can settle them. If you have bank cards like Capital One, Amex, those ones, we can potentially eliminate the credit card debt depending on the parameters of the account, where you are and how old the account is and so forth.
But you need to make the call to find
your life.
Out. They got to talk to you to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I would go into it on the air with you guys, but I know some of this is private, and a lot of you, I talk to you, and you'll start apologizing to me and explaining to me why you're in debt, and you don't have to. You don't have to. It's not your fault necessarily.
We already know why you're in debt.
Yeah.
That's like going to the confessional, you know, to the priest and say, you know, and having a discussion about sin. No, that's what you're there for. He already knows that.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So you don't have to, you know, rehash things like that. I mean,
right.
It's go ahead.
They're playing with your heads. They're counting on you to fail. They want you to fail. They want you to be completely submissive to them into the system so that you owe them for the rest of your life. And your children, too. Your children are coming in. Maybe they're in the high school right now, getting ready to go to college. Some of them are going to get school loans. Some of them you're paying for it. By the time they get there, they're going to be butchered right at the front gate after they get their books by eventually all the credit card applications and the assault that the banks will come on your children and all the students all across the United States. They want them. They want those people.
They got to have them. They got to have them. For those people that have been defaulting, that are filing bankruptcy, that have lost their homes already, lost their jobs, well, too bad for you. But the credit card companies are eyeing the next generation of serfs and slaves of which they can capture for the rest of your life. I mean, folks, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Yeah, as I said earlier, the illegal aliens are losing their job. I guess that's one way to curb illegal slap me because I used that term immigration, illegal alien invasion is what it better termed. The government doesn't count those jobs as being lost, even though they displaced an American worker from that job. You're going to love this one. In Massachusetts, immigration and war are hot issues. There's a Republican there by the name of Jim Argonowski, I think his name is pronounced, has unrelentingly focused on the issue in his quest to pull an upset victory against a Democrat, Nikki Tsongas, in the 5th Congressional District. Now, Tsongas, if that sounds familiar to you, this is the wife of the former Senator Paul Tsongas. Well, he's former because he's a former person. He's now dead. But there are 500, a half a million, illegal aliens and their children who live in the state. In one city alone, 38% of the Lowell residents and 74% of Lawrence residents, they speak a foreign language. Three-quarters of a city in Massachusetts don't speak no English.
Wow, I never thought that they would be. Massachusetts, huh?
Massachusetts. Isn't that Mitt Romney's old stomping ground there? Former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, the guy that's running for president right now? Gee, what do you think is going to happen when this guy becomes president, if he does? They're still, by the way, they're still trying to find a way to legalize the 36 to 41 million illegals in this country right now. And that includes the other than Mexican, the OTMs. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like an ATM, doesn't it? It sounds like a cash machine. The other than Mexican.
Well, it is. It's a body.
Yeah.
To charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to, everybody.
I'm telling you. I mean, folks, we're not doing this for our health. And we're not doing this because we're going to get monumentally rich off of this. We're doing this because we see a problem, and we're playing the good watchman on the wall. I'm turning a little bit blue in the face, blowing this trumpet so hard, trying to tell you what's happening out there and what's coming. But all of what we've been talking about, not only on this program, but this entire network, has all been geared toward that end. Mm-hmm. And, folks, I'm not in this for an ego, or I'm not in this for fame or fortune or anything else. I'm doing it because I give a damn. I'm doing it because I can. Because I can. Now, some people might think to themselves, well, this guy's just a talk show host, and he's got some Hollywood guy on with him. What do they care about me?
Well, that's all the more reason, because this has to do with your freedom. It has to do with you understanding. I mean, I mentioned this briefly, and I won't harp on it. To me, when you strip it all away, you've got somebody coming in, enslaving you and taking your life and your children's lives and diverting their energy to fill their pockets when you could be out exploring your life and trying new opportunities and making new friends or whatever it is that you want to do. And to me, that's not going to fly. I'd like to crush the bankers myself. And I know they're all hiding behind their desk somewhere right now. But the bottom line is, when all of you take action and assert yourselves onto this issue, and I mean everybody, then you're going to make some progress.
And a more cynical aspect to this, as long as you keep doing dumb things out there, it does affect me. It does affect my freedom. It does affect my liberty. And I'm a little pissed off about that. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to wake up, get on the same song page so we can start enjoying what we have. And that's called life, liberty, and the pursuit, not of wealth, but of property. Old thing. Hey, call them, 877-331-0626. That's James Martinez's number. Or you can email them at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Right on. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.